Today I am honored to be joined by Blue Broderick, who is the singer and guitarist and also goes by just the name Diners when she's performing. So like when she's performing solo, it's Diners, but then it's also Diners with a band. It's like that sort of thing. Let's see. According to Wikipedia, Diners is an indie rock and power pop band.
Oh, that's updated.
You didn't write this? You didn't write the Wikipedia?
No, I didn't.
You swear?
I promise. I've edited it once because they had my birthday wrong.
Like super, like the year was wrong, like everything was
The
wrong.
year was wrong.
Oh,
They
okay.
said I was like 5 years younger than I was.
I see.
Well, thank you for the introduction,
Yeah,
Crow.
no, I was waiting for some sort of compliment
It's a
on
pleasure
that.
to be here.
Now, I know that
I'm a
nobody
big fan.
Yeah, no, I know that you've been trying to get on this show for a while, so I appreciate myself for letting you finally be on the show. I know that nobody wants to hear us talk about the music business or anything like that. They just want to hear us have like a casual chat. It's
Right. That's what we're here for.
right. Like it, people that wish that they could like have a conversation with Blue, but know that they would never be cool enough to be friends with Blue, but they can imagine that this is kind of like that. So it's like you're hanging out with Blue for real, but it's through, this podcast,
Well, it's also kind of like we're hanging out with you too, right?
Yeah, sure. So I have a special treat for you since this is, the third episode. I wanted it to be something special. We've known each other for an extremely long time. We've been roommates on a couple of separate occasions.
That's true.
We have this strange ongoing joke that we've had for like 15 years that like I'm your dad.
Yes.
That I'm divorced from your mom. And then we often talk that way. It's very, very funny. So you would assume that we don't really have much more to say to each other at this point, and so that would make this podcast kind of awkward. But you're in luck because I pulled up an article on teenvogue.com.
Oh, good.
It is 214 good questions to ask friends, from BFFs to new pals. It was released on April 18th, 2024, and it was written by Christy Kellogg and Lauren Rierick. And I went in and got some questions from that. So I didn't get all the questions, but I think that I wrote down like 44 of them.
That's impressive.
So I not and by wrote down, I mean I copied and pasted them into like a draft email, so I'd have some.
Right. I see.
I'm gonna ask you these at random.
Okay.
And we'll do this until we're over this.
Okay. Should I just let you know when I'm over it?
Yeah, absolutely. That's totally
Okay.
okay. And this isn't gotcha journalism, despite what some may think. And so if you don't want to answer a question, you can just say pass.
Okay, sounds
All right.
good.
What's your guilty pleasure movie / TV show? I guess you can answer one or the other.
I mean, I don't really believe in guilty pleasures, but I know what the question is asking, so I will say Love is Blind, the TV show.
What is that again?
It's like a dating show where I forget how many contestants there are to begin with, but there's like 20 men and 20 women, and they are paired up, but like, or like they go on dates with each other, but they are in separate rooms so they can talk to each other.
Hmm.
But they're like a wall that divides them, so they have no idea what they look like. And basically, you have to it like they're like in these pods for like a couple weeks, and then by the end of like the 2 weeks, they like want you to propose. Like it's like people like propose to each other, and then there's like a period of time where you see the couples like interact in real life. Like so they have no idea what the other person looks like, but it's just talking, and I'm gonna it's pretty fascinating. It's like maybe I actually think it's like one of the best shows I've ever seen. But it is like a really kind of crappy Netflix show.
But it's like a well done, crappy Netflix show.
Well, I won't even, I actually think it's pretty poorly done. But I think that like what's so interesting about it is that I'm sure it's highly edited and like produced to look and sound a certain way. But I think what's fascinating about it is just the way that people have these arcs of totally falling for each other and just kind of coming to the real. I like love it when they get to the altar. Like they get like you literally see them get to the altar, and sometimes people like both sometimes they both say I do, and sometimes they don't, and I really find it fun when they say that, when one person is like, actually, no way, there's no way that I can marry you, this is crazy.
What are we doing?
Kind of, I like it's all it's never quite like that, but I'm doing a really bad summary of this show,
No, this
but
is
it's
great.
fascinating. Love is Blind on Netflix now,
Great. All
eight
right.
seasons.
What celeb would you want as your other BFF and why? And by other, I guess it means that like you probably have some BFF as is, but another one that you would have that's a celeb.
It's hard to say because I actually don't. I mean, it's like I don't know these celebrities. Maybe they're a bad hang. I don't know. I'm just gonna say,
Well, hold on. Okay, but let's I can remix this question if you want.
oh, okay, yeah, let me hear your remix.
Celeb playing a fictional character, so like even if you didn't want to hang out with Matthew Broderick, you could pick Ferris Bueller, for example.
Okay. I'm gonna say Matthew Broderick as Ferris Bueller.
Just to like move on, because you're over this.
No, it's just purely coincidental.
Oh, weird. Okay. He kind of seems like a dick, but that's neither here nor there. All
No,
right.
he's really cool. That's his thing, is he's cool.
He seems like a bad influence to what was his friend's name? Cameron?
Yeah.
Yeah, like he seems like a really bad influence on his friend, but I mean,
Yeah,
whatever.
but Cameron needed to like grow up and be fun.
Yeah, but it should have been his choice. He shouldn't be like pushed into this. Like, I hate people like that like try to like push you into their idea of like what living is, you know?
No way. Ferris Bueller is the epitome of cool guy and everything that like everybody should just party on, dude.
If you could choose only one condiment to eat for the rest of your life, which would you choose?
Wait, what?
One condiment, what would you choose?
Well, there's this orange sauce. There's this sauce that I like called orange sauce that I get from this taqueria in San Jose, and I literally do put it on everything that I eat, because I buy bottles of it.
What does it taste like?
Well, it's kind of garlicky and it's kind of creamy, but it's a hot sauce. So it's difficult to explain, but it's an amazing hot sauce. And I literally will buy like several bottles of it and have it in my fridge. And I go through them very fast. because I put them on everything.
But it's only available at this one place in San Jose.
La Victoria.
Okay. Well,
I know.
sucks for me. Speaking of food, what do you consider the ultimate comfort food?
I mean, for me personally, I'm just gonna say Taco Bell because that's just something that you can kind of get it anywhere, and I feel like it's a price point that I can easily afford, even when I'm struggling financially.
Sub question, this isn't on the list that Teen Vogue put out, but what's your favorite Taco Bell dish?
Well, right now they have this promotion going on called Taco Bell Decades.
Oh, I haven't
And
seen posters for that. Yeah, no, that looks great. I haven't
yeah,
taken advantage of it yet, but.
I wish it was a little bit cheaper, the items, but the green sauce burrito, which is, I guess, an item that they had in the 70s, they brought back and it's very delicious.
Okay. Green sauce burrito. Got it. I'll give that a try.
Do
What
you
are the
get to answer
top
any of these questions?
What?
Do you get to answer any of these questions too?
I mean, I can. Taco Bell would also be like my answer of choice for that one. I can eat that no matter what mental state I'm in. Veganaise is definitely the condiment that I would eat. And as far
Which
as
celebrity?
which celebrity, that is an excellent question.
Cameron, your best friend Cameron from the movie Ferris Bueller.
Yeah, let's go with Cameron. Yeah, I like Cameron. And then as far as guilty pleasure movie or TV show, I don't know. I don't know. I'm really sorry. I'll let it in an answer if I think of it later. But I want to talk about stress. What are the
Well,
top?
do you need to like leave room for it that where you're gonna put that edit? Do you need to n jot down what point we're at in the episode?
I don't have a writing utensil on me, and I don't feel like typing it out, so I'm just gonna keep moving on.
Oh, I see. I see.
What are the
I'm
top
just trying to
three?
be
Let
transparent.
me ask this question. Sorry, what were you gonna say?
I'm just trying to be transparent.
Yeah. What are
I know this is
the
all going
top three?
this is all going on the air. I just want to make sure people know what's really happening.
What are the top three ways you deal with stress?
Top three?
Top three, yeah. You can give one or two also.
Okay. Number one, live. Number two, laugh. And number three, love.
Well said. Is there a time when I made you feel particularly well supported?
I can think of so many times. That's a very sweet question, but I think about it all the time how generous and kind it was of you. When I was living in Mesa with my parents, and I would go see shows at your house. You would host house shows, and I just remember you like opening up, like you extended the invitation to like move in and like get out of my parents' house, and I just think that was such an amazing opportunity. That's one of many instances in which I feel like you were very supportive.
Well, let me ask you this on the flip side of that. How can I be a better friend to you? Like, where have I failed?
I don't know. I've literally never thought about that. I don't know.
What's the worst decision you've ever made?
Shit.
there's a really yeah, there's quite the fluctuation in questions in this article. I really like it.
Yeah. Worst decisions. I mean, I'll just say kind of where my mind goes. I mean, I just think there are plenty of times where I could have been a better friend, and maybe I lost some friends because I wasn't a better friend or more present, because I was so busy doing music. And those are times where those are things that I think about in terms of like decisions, just my priorities, I guess. I know that's not a specific thing,
What
but
about your favorite commercial?
what about my favorite commercial?
What is it?
I like it when everybody yells out the window, "It's my money and I want it now."
What's that for?
I think H JG Wentworth, it's a 877 cash now.
Oh, okay.
I think it's my money and I want it now, and everybody's yelling it out the window of their homes.
You know what I really like is insurance commercials.
Yeah.
I feel like they are kind of the weirdest stuff going on TV right now, like how abstract things get, and then like it just kind of like then quickly jumps to like, now imagine if like this was your car insurance.
Yeah.
What's your favorite
I find
holiday and why?
well I wait to hang on to that last question for a
Sure.
little bit longer.
Yeah.
I love radio commercials a lot. Like I feel like just jobs where I've worked where I just find myself listening to the radio constantly. Like I love the style of like there's all these, I mean, there's so many different types of like radio commercials, and sometimes it's just a matter of like a cool radio jingle. Like, London Gold, it's the
It's the
best.
best.
I love that jingle.
Yeah.
Anyways,
No, absolutely.
I know we have a lot
They
of
still use
questions.
that one?
I don't know. I wonder if that's still even a company, London Gold.
I guess if somebody wants to write in and let us know like whether London Gold is still in business, that would be great.
Yeah.
Do you have more to say?
I'm looking it up actually. London Gold. Oh yeah, London Gold is still open.
Cool. What's your favorite holiday and why?
I love Halloween. I love that it's just a time of year where we accept that, like where it's just completely normal to have just things look so shitty and crazy. I just think that's funny.
Yeah, it's fun. What was your first concert?
My first concert was this Pink Floyd tribute band that I saw at the Marquee Theater, called Great Gig in the Sky.
Very clever. Were they good?
Oh, they were amazing, but I was very biased. It was my guitar teacher's band.
What did they focus on a particular album more than others?
Yeah, they would do a thing. They would have shows regularly, and the way that they would do it was like they would pick an album that they wanted to do from beginning to end, and then they'd play it, and then at intermit like after they'd have like a brief intermission, and then when they came back, they did like kind of like a greatest hits of Pink Floyd,
Oh,
basically. Just
okay.
but they also did some deep cuts, but they never ventured into the
There's no
early
Sid.
years. Yeah, I don't, he wasn't, my guitar teacher wasn't very partial to Syd Barrett stuff.
Well, that's,
I know.
yeah.
You look furious.
Moving on. What college major are you thinking of choosing and why? So I think the idea of this is that
Oh, these
these are
are teens.
teenagers that are asking this from each other. But let's suppose that you were going to pursue something hypothetically. What would it be?
I mean, honestly, I've been thinking about going to school just because I am tired of being broke all the time, which is maybe counterintuitive to like pay a bunch of money to go to school, but like I don't know. I really can't figure out what I would want to even go to school for. So, I'm gonna have to pass on this question.
Okay. Yeah, totally okay. Do you have any
I
ideas?
just remember that I could pass on these questions.
Oh yeah, no, absolutely. Yeah.
I would have probably passed on the celebrity thing.
I could go back and I could take or we could just start from the beginning.
I gotta be honest.
Okay. Do you
I
have
gotta
any
be honest.
ideas?
I don't really like Ferris Bueller.
You don't. Okay. So pass on that whole question.
Can you edit it out?
I'll try to remember.
Okay, yeah.
Do you have any phobias?
I don't think so. I don't know. Do you?
Heights. I'm terrified of heights. I when I went to the Grand Canyon, I was like sweating.
I see.
And like there was like some guy that like went past the barricade and he went to this like really dangerous section and then he was like, "Hey, take my picture." And then he had like his like bro like take his picture, but then he like took off his shirt to like flex with the grand and it was meanwhile I'm like watching this from like far away just like, you know, terrified for my life and it was fucked up.
Wait, was the guy like jacked or something?
I don't remember. I mean, I it was it's I was so freaked out that I didn't really pay attention to like his muscles as much as I normally would have.
Hmm.
But yeah.
Doesn't sound like you, but all right.
What would your dream vacay consist of?
Dream vacation. I mean, I think about how fun it would be to visit Japan. I feel like I see a lot of friends touring there and it always looks amazing, or we're just visiting there, but I don't know. I haven't my ideal like travel and like vacation is just being on tour. I don't really enjoy having days off on tour. Just being on tour and playing a show every day.
Are you competitive?
Yeah, I'm pretty competitive.
Like when you have like friends or contemporaries that are successful, does it make you like kind of angry?
Oh, totally. But it also it move I feel like my competitiveness shows up in ways where it's like if my friend writes a really good song, it's like, oh, all of a sudden I have a new song that I wrote in a like I'll just like write a new song really quick. Like it's just the kind of thing where
It's a Beatles and Beach Boys sort of thing.
yeah, it's exactly like that.
Yeah.
But it does feel that way, which I like. I think it's nice. I think when I mean it's not great to be competitive, but I think it's nice to have people that bring that I don't know. I don't even know if it's a good thing at all. I can't really say.
What TV show do you turn on when you just want to zone out and feel better? Is it Love is
Shit.
Blind? Some of these questions are like, I don't know if you've ever had to like answer questions for like a job or a therapist or something where they like ask you like slightly different versions of the same question to try to trip you up. That's what this feels like
Right.
sometimes.
Yeah. I mean, truthfully, the thing that I watch when I just want to zone out, and this is kind of embarrassing, but I watch the Beatles Get Back documentary like kind of all of the time. I just have it going on constantly. And there, I mean, there's 9 hours of it, so it's like pretty easy to kind of zone in on or clue into a part that I'd never really noticed before, but
Yeah.
yeah.
No, that makes sense.
But I just have it on the back, on in the background.
Who do you look up to the most, and what qualities do you love about that person?
I kind of look up to my partner in some ways. I just feel like they're very I can have the tendency to be a little bit cowardly, and I just feel like there's somebody who I view as not a coward, and so I just think that they're very wise, and so I appreciate that, and I look up to that.
Do you believe in aliens?
Yeah, I do.
What do you think of those side question? What do you think of those drones?
I honestly don't even know what I just have heard about them, and I don't even know what they are.
They're
I
all over New
haven't.
Jersey in that area.
Yeah, I saw a clip of Trump talking about it. He said they're all over Bedminster, and he said, "I'll be canceling my trip to Bedminster. Remind me." And it's just like, oh yeah. We're in for a fun next 4 years.
If you could shoot anything from a cannon, what would you pick?
Oh, myself.
Really?
Oh, I would love to be shot out of a cannon. I think about that all of the time. Like I think about human cannons all the time.
Like you want to have some sort of Evel Knievel sort of lifestyle?
Yeah. I mean, I kind of feel like my ideal way of leaving this realm is being shot out of a cannon.
Oh, like, if like if this was like your last day on Earth,
Yeah.
and then they were like, okay, she's gonna die of cancer like today, you'd be like, load up the cannon.
Yeah, kind of. I feel like I think that you don't, it's leaving this realm on your own terms is probably, I mean, it's not something everybody gets to have, but I think if I were ever to go out on my own terms, I would be shot out of cannon.
What is your go-to dish when you have to make dinner?
I really like, there's this kind of like this zucchini pasta dish that I like to make sometimes, where you kind of it's just like the pasta is the zucchini, like a zucchini noodles. I'm not much of a cook, honestly, but I just eat a lot of pasta, whether it's zucchini pasta or not.
Well, we don't have much time left in the Zoom because I only did the one, and there's a 40-minute limit because I'm doing like the free Zoom thing. So,
Yeah.
do
So
you?
do you like work for like Teen Vogue now? Do
What's that?
you work for Teen Vogue? Is that why
No,
you got that in the company?
I just looked up fun questions for pals to ask each other,
I see.
and then I came across that in Teen Vogue.
Where are you right now?
I'm at work.
I have some questions for you. Are you on your lunch?
Yeah.
Well, did you get to eat lunch?
Yeah, well, I snuck away and I ate lunch before my lunch. So when I was supposed to be working, I actually ate my lunch. And now that I'm on my lunch break, I'm talking to you.
Very smart.
Yeah. Yeah, that's how I get things done. That's why I'm successful is time management.
It's honestly time management, people who are good at it.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Well, do you have any closing thoughts, or do you have any closing questions for me?
Do you have any, I mean, end of the year? I mean, we're approaching the end of the year. I don't know when this episode's coming out, but do you Do you get into end of the year reflections, or do you make resolutions? Are you one of those that kind of person?
I think pretty deeply this time of year about like how badly I botched it throughout the year, and like what I should be doing differently the following year in order to botch it less. But after so many years of so many failed resolutions, I don't have a lot of faith in myself to follow through on my resolutions. So I don't know. It's
Well, let
just
me ask you,
ends up there.
how badly did you botch it this year
I
compared to the previous years?
mean, it was all kind of the same amount of botched.
Oh.
Yeah. What about you?
Oh, I have serious regrets this year.
All right, well, thank you for joining me today. This has been Talking with Crone with Blue Broderick from Diners.